eyes get heavy or your eyelids get heavy. Right now, mine are so heavy that I can feel the pressure on the bridge of my nose. Like, they're so stubbornly telling me, stay asleep, go to sleep, that they're the silly image of them holding hands across my nose to stay down. It's funny what your sleeping mind thinks of. I have some of the strangest thoughts when I'm falling asleep. I think it's your waking mind keeps your brain in its own corners, kind of like a referee maybe. But when you're falling asleep, the referee's gone. It's a free-for-all. Random thoughts, random concepts, ideas that would never click together. All of a sudden, they're holding hands across the bridge of your nose. Now I actually fell asleep sending you a message. That's how tired I was. And I didn't even get to finish it. But then my notifications buzzed on the phone in my hands and awake enough to see that I had only dreamed that I had sent you a cute little goodnight message. It's like the opposite of snoozing in the morning. Have you ever done that? In the morning when you hit snooze in your sleep, you don't even realize it. And you fall back to sleep, but that part of your brain it's kind of like an out-of-body experience. Part of your brain gets up and puts your feet on the floor and stands up and picks out your clothes for the day and brushes your teeth, puts your contacts in or whatever. Trying to decide what you want for breakfast. Get things ready, feed the cats, let the dog out. Just when you're thinking you have time to sit down and enjoy a nice hot cup of coffee, your alarm goes off again. And you realize if you don't, if you don't hurry up, you're gonna be late. That's the opposite of what just happened to me. I went to sleep, but my waking, a little stubborn part of my brain doesn't want to go to sleep. Stayed up composing a sweet message to you. And then when I got shaken awake, shook, stirred. I was kind of sad that the notification wasn't from you, but at least it let me finish my message. So that's something. Also, there's nothing quite as frustrating as falling asleep with your phone in your hand. And then when you wake up in the morning, you hear your alarm and you can't find your phone. It's annoying because you have to actually, like, wake up if you want to find it. It's like twisted up in the covers or, I don't know, under your pillow or in the pillowcase, like somehow in between the pillow and the pillowcase on the side of the bed, and you think you're losing your mind. You can't find it. You can hear it. Oh, the worst is in between the wall and the bed. Oh god, I hate that. Because you have to actually, like, stand up and wiggle the bed a little so you can shove your arm in between the wall and the mattress. And then by the time you get your phone, it's already been going off for 3 minutes. It's not even worth hitting snooze. But I do it anyway, because I'm that person. Maybe if I listen to my eyelids, I won't have to feel like I need to hit snooze in the morning. Maybe my whole brain can actually wake up at the same time. Happens so rarely now. It's for your whole brain to wake up at once. Your whole brain has to be asleep. But my brain is never asleep. It's like a freaking 20-lane highway. I'm that person that has a dozen tabs open. I'm only using like 3. Stubbornly clinging to the other ones. I don't know why I do that. Sometimes Your browser fights back and just crashes. You're like, nope, control shift T, ha 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 ha, bring back my tabs. And then I go and I'll close a couple that I stubbornly know that I don't actually need. Let me close this article that I've had open for days and haven't read. Let me close this news article that is no longer relevant. Let me close my third email tab I don't really need. No, I like to think of it more like a highway with all the different lanes, all going different speeds, different kinds of cars with different number of occupants and different destinations. Some lanes are always fast, like for real. Left lane passing only. Just speeding through all the things I need to think about. Summer. Actually going the speed limit. So rare for me. Car full of people just talking. Let's go in about our daily routine. I have that slow lane, the just stubborn thoughts. Stay 5 miles below the speed limit and it's actually a good way to think of it. If there's too many, then they try to go around each other and start impeding the traffic in the other lanes. But there's some of the random silly things I think about. I'm being stubborn and not falling asleep. It's so funny. We're kids. Just want to stay up late. We're adults. Try to figure out how early we can go to sleep with it being, being quote, okay. For me, 10 o'clock is that okay mark. If I go to sleep before 10, I feel like I must be sick or something. But my eyelids had other ideas tonight. They didn't care what the clock said. Some mutiny. Banded together. Just put cones in the road and stop the traffic. But you've always got that person who, that car that juts over into the HOV lane through the cones. Hopefully you're asleep, getting some good rest, and if you fell asleep with your phone in your hand, I hope that you wake up and put it on your charger, or at least you don't lose it in the covers. I'm gonna roll over now and put my phone on the charger.